So in my family, we have festivals. We don't just have birthdays. My wife just had a birthday the other day, and, you know, we kind of stage it out a little bit. There's, you know, the party, of course, but then, you know, different people kind of offer different little presents to a person. So it's not just kind of like a singular sort of like, okay, well, let's just have this moment. We draw it out, and it creates this kind of wonderful festival of the person, a celebration of their life and all that's going on. So I've been thinking, I think in some ways that's exactly what we're doing right now at Sterling. Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Burkloud with your Sunday forecast. I hope that you are doing great. Now, you know, what an inspiring start to our festival, our 150th anniversary celebration. Last Sunday, the sanctuary was filled with gratitude and joy, and lots of people. It was kind of like old home week, you know. And we welcomed back Reverend Randy Duncan, who in his sermon challenged us to think of ourselves not as faith consumers, but faith creators, and celebrated those who have kind of gone before us and formed us and were part of the life of faith and showed us how to kind of live in that way. Just as those folks had planted and built and shaped Sterling UMC's ministry over the years for the last 150 years. So, and we also received a special visit from Delegate Atuza Reeser, who presented us with a celebratory certificate. She was so nice. And she surprised us by pledging to personally join in what we had been doing over the last year, which was the commitment to do 150 acts of kindness, encouragement, and witness. She said, "That's a great idea. I'm going to do it too." And so for the next year, that's what she's going to be doing along with us. I think we could probably continue that along with her, don't you think? She also shared her intention to honor our church's service to the community with a bill in the General Assembly next year, a celebratory bill. These are, you know, just a really kind of wonderful thing. But it's a beautiful recognition of all that God has done through us here at Sterling. Now, this Sunday, our worship will return to its kind of traditional format as we dig into this passage that has been the theme, the focus for us for this celebration. It's Isaiah 58, verses 9 through 12. And we'll explore the struggle and the hope in these words. Certainly, they were written for the people of Israel as they were moving from a really dark time through a really dark time and into hope that still wasn't fully complete. It's not like something just kind of dropped out of the sky on them. They had to work hard. For what happened next. But so are we. And there it is. The passage reads like this. And by the way, we'll hear the entire surrounding of that passage, but our focus reads like this. "Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and God will say, 'Here I am.' If you remove the yoke from among you, the finger pointing, the wicked speech, if you open your heart to the hungry and provide abundantly for those who are afflicted, your light will shine in the darkness and your gloom will be like the noon. The Lord will guide you continually and provide for you even in parched places. He will rescue your bones. You will be like a watered garden, like a spring of water that won't run dry. They will rebuild ancient ruins on your account, the foundations of generations past you will restore. You will be called mender of broken walls and restorer of livable streets." Now, this passage remains our compass during this anniversary season, reminding us to open our hearts to those who are in need and keep rebuilding in love, feeding both body and soul. Our ministries of food outreach and ESL classes and their preschool and recovery support, Bible studies, along with all that's happening, you know, the work that we'll do next week with Rise Against Hunger, all of this springs from the call to be menders of broken walls and restorers of livable streets. And as part of that, we will welcome new members and celebrate baptism on Sunday. And it's going to be great. Now, after worship, the celebration continues as we will invite everyone to stick around in for our special open house. You know, might want to kind of begin with the history wall if you haven't already, you know, kind of work your way through that. It's a living timeline of our history from a one-room schoolhouse to in 1875 to a vibrant ministry center that we are today. Then you can journey through the different rooms, through our music rooms and our crafts, our busy hands space, our Bible study space, our children's ministries. You'll see prayers and squares and missions and more. I guess I have to clean up my office, so I'll pick up my office and you can wander in here too. So each space will offer displays and friendly faces eager to share how Sterling is serving God and this community anew each week. So you can enjoy a plate of finger foods, meet old friends, and make new ones as you discover the legacy that we carry forward here in our place. And not only that, later that day, we'll continue with our fall tradition of blessing animals. We'll do that at 3 p.m. in our outside worship area. So bring your dog or cat or llama or your duck-billed platypus. And yeah, even if you're a snake person, I'll bless your snake, maybe from a distance, but you know, we'll work it out. We'll figure it out. And we'll give thanks to their creator, to the creator of your beloved pet, your animal, and pray God's blessings on their life. And we have anticipated what's happening this week. I also have been kind of spending some time these last few weeks in our big podcast talking about our 150th anniversary Expanding the Table cookbook. And so this week I want to kind of offer you a sweet memory. This is the recipe for tiger bark. It was offered by Martha Jones. Every Christmas, Martha, who is a beloved member of ours now at rest, gifted the church, gifted her friends and family with this treat. She'd love to know that her candy is still bringing joy to others now. So what you need is 1 1/4 pound almond bark. White almond bark, and about 12 ounces of chocolate bits. And then you want to get a 16 to 18 ounce jar of crunchy peanut butter. And so what you want to do is just melt the white almond bark, and then you want to warm the peanut butter as well until it's soft. Combine the peanut butter and the melted almond bark together and spread that on two or three feet of wax paper. Man, must make a sizable thing. Leaving about a quarter to a half inch margin, right? And then scatter the chocolate chips on top. And as the chocolate melts, make waves or designs with a knife through all of that as it's working through. You know what I'm talking about. Let it cool, cut in small pieces, and store in an airtight container. Maybe not a finger-tight container, because people are going to want to get into this. But, leave it in an airtight container. And, maybe you can freeze it for later. It sounds lovely. It's lovely. So if you want to know more, find this recipe and more, or get your own copy of our cookbook All you have to do is visit us at sterlingumc.org/D150, or just kind of look around on our website. You'll find it real easily, and you'll find what you're looking for, along with lots of useful news about our church, our anniversary plans, and a whole bunch more. Well, that's all the time that we have for this week, friends, and I hope that God will bless you as the temperatures get cooler as we end out this week, and that you will find blessings of hope and kindness, delicious memories, joy. Come and be part of the joy here at Sterling United Methodist Church. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. God bless you. Take care.